This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did the Centers for Disease Control disprove the COVID pandemic? According to mainstream media sources, a deadly, highly infectious airborne virus is currently on an international killing spree. However, according to information reported from the Centers for Disease Control, it hasn't really affected many people, infection or morbidity. Call it a hoax pandemic, or more accurately, an exaggeration or overreaction, but the information compiled by the CDC proves COVID is pretty ordinary when it comes to viruses. In the Center for Disease Control's own instructions for COVID testing titled CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel, effective on July 13, 2020, on the second page of the instructions it states, quote, positive results are indicative of active infection with 2019 novel coronavirus, but do not rule out bacterial infection or co-infection with other viruses. The agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease. Laboratories within the United States and its territories are required to report all positive results to the appropriate public health authorities. In other words, positive results indicate infections other than COVID-19. Here, the CDC admits that when RT-PCR tests indicate a positive result, it does not mean the subject of the test is infected with novel coronavirus 2019. In fact, they could have a variety of other reasons for the positive test result, including a respiratory bacterial infection, influenza, pneumonia, or any number of viral infections. The CDC's admission about the broad spectrum detection of the PCR test is supported by the inventor of the polymerase chain reaction technology, Kerry Mullis, who won a Nobel Prize in Chemistry for his invention in 1993. He believes his PCR test is not for medical diagnostics and is inappropriate to detect a viral infection. The PCR is extremely sensitive, which means it can detect even the smallest pieces of DNA or RNA, but it cannot determine where these particles came from. Dr. Kathy A. Petty supports Kerry Mullis' opinion. Quote, the big message is that every lab is vulnerable to having false positives. No single test result is absolute, and that is even more important with a test result based on PCR. On May 21st, even The Atlantic reported that the CDC's positive coronavirus test numbers were inaccurate and inflated because they had been mixing the results of viral tests and antibody tests, and the combination of these two created a surge in COVID cases. Not only did the CDC mix PCR tests and antibody tests, but in May, the CDC added probable cases to the total case count under a revised definition of what it means to be a confirmed COVID case, which doesn't even require a PCR test or any test.
Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over the rest of the hour, but I just wanted to point out, if you want to see the full video, would you stare at half of it? Did the CDC disprove, excuse me, I've got the COVID-19, I'm joking. I tell you, something in this building with the air conditioner makes me cough. Anyways, Dr. Nick Begich must take over. And you just heard part of the report, did the CDC disprove the COVID-19 pandemic? So you can see, I'm not doing the big raspy voice as a fake. I probably need to have polyp surgery because my voice is coming out. I went to a doctor 4 years ago. I got these really bad polyps. There's a lot of people that talk too much too, so that's just what happened there. It happens sometimes. It happens at inopportune times, but we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide. Our Nick Begich is about to take over. On the other side, I want to appreciate you all for your support. Don't forget the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Now we have Sunday Live, though, in Schroyer. It's also 6 to 8 p.m. Round Track off on Sundays. And now weeknights, we have Election Countdown through the election. That is 7 to 9 p.m. Central for all the radio and TV stations and Infowars.com/shows. So we'll see you back tonight. Going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child bosses. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring.
And welcome back. And, you know, it's always good to be here Friday afternoon in most of the country and around the world. And here in Anchorage, it's just before noon, And thinking about what was just being covered in terms of an engineered virus and going back, it reminded me, you know, actually going back to the first Gulf War. That was mentioned in those last segments, and the vaccines that were introduced to our servicemen, the experimental anthrax vaccines, many people forget about that. And then it wasn't just the returning servicemen, but also families and birth defects that were being reported. And this book, you might remember, Bringing the War Home by William Thomas. We actually released the first edition of this. It was one of the most well-researched books. The footnoting was exceptional, showing and tracing the biological and chemical weapons transfers that happened during Saddam's regime from the U.S. government. It's well documented during the Bush administrations going back into the 90s and even before. So in any case, just to reaffirm what was being spoken about in the last segment, there was that's like a massive book. It's 400 and some pages of documented evidence showing what happened back then, and that was kind of the beginning of a lot of this really advanced engineering. And Garth Nicholson, many will remember him. Garth Nicholson, he was a full professor, I think it was University of Texas or Texas A&M. It was one of them. With a big medical school. He had trained over 1,000 MDs in his lifetime, and he was an MD. His wife, late wife, a microbiologist, there at the same institute. He testified, I think it was six times before the Congress on this back in the 90s. Extremely credible guy. He runs a research institute now in California. Garth Nicholson, look him up. But that's the guy. You know, he was the main source of information on that way back then. As an MD, and here we are again, you know, revisiting the same kind of issues once again. For those that can see it on the screen, there's Garth, a really good man, I have to say. I lectured with him a number of years ago, and we stay in touch from time to time. It's been a while, but what an excellent human being, and took huge risks to pursue and blow the whistle back then with a number of others. Will Thomas, who I mentioned, Bringing the War Home. You know, thinking about just all of this right now in terms of technology and sort of how all that would converge, and that was the work I was doing back then in the 90s, kind of looking at everything across the board, the biological weapons, the new drones or remote weapons, robotics we saw coming, the communications, the information tracking, the data valence, the way that data would be used. In fact, Jim Roderick and I wrote two really important books back then that are still available. They're available through InfoWars, Earth Rising, The Revolution, and Earth Rising 2. And, you know, what we did is we put together like 1,000 references in the two volumes. And what we did is look at sort of the compilation of technology and how that technology would serve a change politically. And I come, as many of you know, many of the listeners know, I come from a political background. Dad was a state senator and a U.S. congressman. My brother Mark was an assembly member, a mayor, later a U.S. senator. My brother Tom currently is a state senator. My mom was national committee woman. I was active in the Alaska Independence Party for a number of years and have been a keynote speaker at libertarian events and others. And let me tell you, the politics, as you overlay the governance component and the technology component, was something spoken about a long time ago. And I'll point out two books. The last one from a buddy of mine, the late John Chandler, a true scholar in every sense. And John sent me The Unreality Industry, you know, which was sort of how you use media to manipulate the public. And then you go back to this book, Between Two Ages, by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and that's kind of the classic. You know, this is a 1970, you know, 50-year-old classic, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. And what Zbigniew Brzezinski, later became National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter in 1976, 6 years later, organized with Kissinger, Trilateral Commission, and a lot of other worldwide initiatives for globalists to manipulate where we go. And if you read this 1970 book, you can still find it. It reads like a blueprint for the future. It's a future projection, and it's dead on accurate. It projects the technologies, the economic impacts, all of it, and with dead on accuracy. And then you couple that with the political view, the long view of the Kissingers. You see, these are the government under the government, the thinkers, the ones that engineer the direction and then manipulate the process. These are the Soroses of the world. These are the godless folks that just believe in whatever's here materially, pushing the envelope. And the only claim they're going to ever have to fame is the footnote they might occupy in the back of someone else's book. Okay. So, you know, but this is where they're at. And so you look at the overall plan. It's about global governance and utilizing every opportunity to create it. And when you look at media and the power of the media, and then you mix it with the power of the occult, if you want to be blunt about it, or the spiritual aspect or the energetic aspect, then you get the picture a lot differently than it's rolling out. But I want to talk about this global governance thing because, you know, scenarios, you know, and they've talked about this a lot on the air, you know, this one. And this is the one put together by the Rockefeller Foundation and GBN, the Global Business Network, and it's scenarios for the future of technology and international development. And this is kind of the push paper, right? It's from 2010. It's 10 years ago. And this is the one that everybody referenced when they talk about the scenarios about pandemics, because it's in here and it predicts what happens. It's right there on page 18. Look it up online and you can see it. And it lays it out as to what would happen and how it would roll out and what would happen to democracies and republics like ours. And, you know, they're dead on accurate. The lockstep, what's up right now, is four scenarios: lockstep, hack attack, clever together, which is the socialist model up in the right-hand corner. And then the bottom of the graph is there as well. And what it is trying to imply is that given these rollouts, and they did these really powerful think tank exercise to create this scenario, and then out of this came the Gates Initiative with the Rockefeller Foundation and the World Health Organization Initiative. So each of these built on each other. This is how it goes. And see, the nonprofits, the philanthropy, the philanthropers in this mix are the big gazillionaires who've gained all the money, you know, that an ego could want and that materialism would allow you to spend in this life and maybe what you want to endow beyond it. And so then it's more about moving policy and asserting power and your beliefs into the world. And this is the game of the billionaire. What's a game none of us can identify with because we're not there. You can't think like this unless you are there. But I've had occasion to meet a lot of very wealthy people, very powerful people. And this is what I know. At some point, wealth doesn't matter. For some people, it's a very low level where it no longer matters because they function on a material level where it doesn't matter. And then their creativity blossoms. Well, if you've got billions to leverage your creativity and the mouthpiece of the world, because remember, Bill Gates gave $250 million to media organizations. So they don't want to slap the hand that feeds them. And this is happening moreover, even in our local paper, Anchor's Daily News. They have sponsored reporters, right, by nonprofits. We're going to talk more about after these very important messages. This is Dr. Nick Begich. And remember to check out my website, earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's good to be here this Friday afternoon around the world and a little before noon in my part of the world in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, just before the break, I was talking a little bit about, you know, philanthropy and how that really works. You got to remember a few things about philanthropy. There's two types of organizations that can get formed. One is a nonprofit that's tax exempt, so the money you throw in it, you don't have to. You get to write off, and the organization doesn't pay any taxes on its activity. And then you've got and that's called a 501c3 under the IRS code. Now, the thing about 501c3s that people need to remember is they don't have political speech. They can't weigh in on political things unless they're an investor in those things. Then they get to weigh in. We just learned that here in our community when one of the biggest nonprofits, the Rasmussen Foundation, $700 million, a local nonprofit in Alaska, and they could weigh in on an assembly issue, a governance issue, an appropriation, because they were contributing millions of dollars into this thing. And they were trying to leverage their private nonprofit money with public money. Leverage it, you know, make it do more of what they want. And the problem with a lot of this is it interferes with the flow of information, you know, in terms of how information goes when this happens. And so when I look at sort of the configuration of both how information gets to us and then how that information is filtered, and then how it's conditioned, a lot of this is pre-planned. You know, it's not much like out of the blue. Although one of my favorite forecasting books from the 90s called Out of the Blue, and it's by John Peterson. He was one of the founders of the Arlington Institute. Now they're a think tank, does a lot of work for the Pentagon. And I met John in a lecture on future technologies years ago where I was lecturing, and it was in one of my early lectures, and he came up to me afterwards and said, man, you're awful hard on the military and the government, you know, in terms of your delivery. Because I was talking about big technologies and their abuses and so on. And it got me to thinking a little bit, too, about that, because he worked with a lot of the individual people, so he had relationship with individual people, And it reminded me that within all of these institutions, because we kind of generalize, there are really good people, patriots, people that have really good value systems, and they're all over government. And we need to encourage them within government. So John pointed that out to me early in my lecturing, and it was important. It was an important thing. First, I reacted, you know, defensively, and as I indexed that, I thought, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't need to be so hard. And this is something important, because when you start to look at the guys within government, now, what was he doing? He was putting together a program that was designed to prepare the country. So they went into a think tank, you know, on each of these scenarios, and there were a bunch of them, like 50 of them in here. And they would plan around it, whether it was a pandemic, which is in here, a big health cure, which is in here, aliens landing, it's in here. You know, all these weird out of the blue. In fact, the subtitle of Out of the Blue is How to Anticipate Big Future Surprises. And that's what John was all about. And so when you think about it, now this goes back to 98. Okay, so you start thinking about the structure of planning and how that goes. And you go back to Brzezinski, what I was mentioning earlier. Each of these sets up a series of future events, so to speak, of anticipation based on gathering data and then forecasting outcomes. That's what we did in Earth Rising the Revolution. That's what Alex has done for 25 years through InfoWars. It's what we all do as aggregators, collecting a large amount of information, distilling it down, and then getting it into a usable form so we get it. And then trying to spread it multi-generationally where it starts to make sense. Because you've got to look at this not in the snapshot of the quarter, like most people look at the news. What's up today? Forget about everything else. And that's kind of the way it works. Unless you really dive in all the time, you'll lose perspective. Think about this. Right now, in the Middle East, we've got this major setup for World War III going on. You hardly hear it reported. You've got a drought in North Africa and the Middle East. You've got a drought in the Southwest. You got fires, hurricanes, all of this. All of it is drowned out under what? A pandemic, a shutdown, a control, an opportunity for globalists to take control. And that's what all this has been about for so much of it. Opportunities. When they did the rollout on scenarios for future technology and international development, you know why they pick these disaster scenarios? Because those are the big opportunities where they get to leverage private, individual purposes with public money, and this time trillions of dollars of future tax money and federal debt, trillions and trillions of Federal Reserve printing, trillions and trillions leverage for the power players, the globalists, that other government, you know. And the thing about 501c3s is once they mix in their money, they get to talk about policy, see. And then they get to not pay taxes. So we subsidize the whole conversation that works against us. Isn't it a lovely equation? You've got to be careful with 501c3s because when you form them, they also come after you if you engage in political speech as a way to shut you down and take your money and confiscate your resource, because 501c3s, when they go defunct, the resource has transferred to another 501c3. So it's not your best vehicle. Better to be a commercial enterprise, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and pay your taxes, and own your right to free speech, no matter what corporate vehicle you choose to have. But don't do a 501c3 if you want free speech. You do a 501c4 for that. That's based on political speech, so you don't get to write any of it off. Okay, so this is a big difference. You don't get to leverage your voice against the public. 501c4s, you pay your money, and then you go out and do your thing. And so there are different mechanisms for the IRS. And the reason I bring all this up is, again, you got to think about the mindset of people who don't believe anything exists past material. And how they view the world, the mark they leave is the impact they have on manipulating everyone else's life, right? Because that's what you're going to remember. Whether they consider it good or bad or how it breaks out, you know, that's for history, they say, to judge. But why judge on the basis of history when the facts are in front of you can make the judgments today? And that's what we all need to do. That's what InfoWars is about. Support this network. Take the time to look at the InfoWars store and support us, support what we do here. And that's what makes this happen. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You've always
had a pledge from me, and it said, I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because the Bible says we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, thinking again about just this whole way in which these nonprofit so-called philanthropists are asserting so much power in the world and being able to leverage their voice, right, against the backdrop of public opinion, which through a configuration of billionaires they've been able to silence the voices that don't sing the same song. That is extraordinary in the 21st century, to see speech actually impeded rather than enfranchised and freed. You know, I think about this. Every single transaction, digital transaction, through any medium that you utilize, is monitored and tracked. And yep, that's right. It was part of the Telecommunications Act back in the 90s. People don't even remember it. And a lot of people didn't worry about a lot of what was in there because, oh, it's not there. It's not a problem. Who cares? It's not my doorway they're kicking in. Well, now it is. You see, because now we discovered that the digital doorway is the more important doorway to all of our lives, because within it is every detail that not only gives the full image, but allows the image to be pushed and reshaped into a different image. Your image reshaped, reformed, restructured, recreated, not in the image and likeness of God, but in the image and likeness of a deep state set of manipulators using fear and anxiety as the primary power behind manipulating and creating something really ugly in the world. Because I can believe this about every single listener to this broadcast. What we're seeing in the world right now is ugly. It's dark. It is not what any of us want to see in the big picture or in the micro picture of the nutshell of our own local communities across the country. Whether you're in Anchorage, Alaska, Brussels, Belgium, Austin, Texas, or L.A. or San Francisco or Portland, whatever you're seeing, I'm sure you're not happy with. Because this is not the future that any of us, I think, want. Now, why is it playing out? Why is it being pushed? Why is it being promoted as the only outcome possible when it's not? And this is the point of the matter is, these are opportunities that are taken advantage of every single time. And this is the time, again, for calm in the middle of the storm, which I've talked about often in the last series of broadcasts on Friday afternoons. Because going into the weekend after the horror show we've lived all week, in terms of what we've seen, what we've watched, what we've heard, you know, you want to get at least a little bit of breath and recollect your own power and reconnect with the universal, reconnect with your family and friends, and kind of get it back and refocus. Now, what do I do with the information I have so I'm not part of the manipulated game? And you do it by getting your information, researching it well, and then looking for those that do the same. And those of us that consolidate, aggregate data, then you can at least look at it, draw your own conclusions, you know. And those of us that footnote our work, and I do it in the broadcast, I mention where it is, who it is. Go look it up yourself, because I gave you six sources, and within those six are a couple thousand references that support what we're saying. This is the difference between an InfoWars broadcast and CNN. You know, is you get editorial opinion based on BS they want to feed you as fertilizer, and it's still BS. And here, at least you get information, you get the references, you can go look them up yourself, and then make your own judgments and determination, because that's the essence of governance within this republic, is an informed electorate. This is why silencing voices is the wrong answer. If you don't like what you're hearing on this or any other broadcast in the 21st century, it's the easy change. Change the channel, right? You don't have to listen. It's not like we're standing in the town square at the moment pushing this into someone's ears, although we have the right to do that as well, the right to assembly and the right to speak out. And there's order in that, not chaos that we're seeing play out in our cities. This is fundamentally flawed. We don't see it here, and in a lot of other cities we don't see it. Although they make the attempt to roll out the same agenda around the world. And the agenda really is, firstly, more about the control, manipulation, and then about the money, right? The lubricant between all of the activity of human beings. And that's the central banker's game. That's been going on in a battle for a couple hundred years, really, even longer. Because central banking, the idea of controlling the money supplies, however that's formulated, that's where the power of controlling governments is. Ask George Soros when he crushed Thailand, you know, and the Baht when he crushed their economy, because he did, in fact, do that. And when you look at these big players, and their excuse, and you heard his own words, oh, if I didn't do it, someone else would have. You heard him on the last segment when Alex was talking about this and playing his own voice and saying what it is. You know, you don't have to guess about this stuff. You just have to look, listen, and pay attention. Now, the big one coming up is Davos in January, right? The big reset they're all talking about. The big con job is what it is. It's about a global economy, a one-world government, a sign-up and globalization of electronic money, ultimately, and then the control of every single transaction you make. It's not politically correct, you don't make. And the globe will decide. You really want that? Whatever sovereign state you're in, whatever sovereign nation you're in right now listening to this broadcast, I salute you. Or your sovereignty within your nation state. That's the nature of the world today. And the reason we have nation states is because we're all different in terms of our cultural beliefs and the way we engage the world. And it's appropriate that we have nation states and that we create governance that comes out of our ourselves within our region. That's what we do. That's why we have this democratic republic, and Great Britain has a parliamentarian government. Australia has a form of democracy, but no Bill of Rights. So you see what's going on there when you don't have a Bill of Rights. You know, maybe the Australian people need to get a Bill of Rights. You need a constitutional convention. You need real rights in the 21st century. And we need to make sure within this country where we still have one, a Bill of Rights, that is executed to protect assembly, which includes going to church, going to your favorite restaurant, that protects free speech, which means equal treatment on the internet platforms across the world that govern so much of speech in the 21st century. The right to assemble, the right to free speech, these are basic. The right to assemble peaceably and petition your government. Peaceably and petition your government. You know, these things are all fundamental to who we are. And if it really goes sour, you know, we have other rights as well as human beings. But the point of the matter is the rights that we have within this nation state are the rights that we believe in. And here's what I would say about other folks in other nations. If you don't like the government you got, do what we did in 1776. Let them know you don't like it anymore and you're changing it. You know, we started to see some of that breaking out in different parts of the world at different times. And some of it gets side-railed and some of it gets sidetracked. And often we hear about interference in our elections, our activity. But so oftentimes it's us. We've done it all over the world. The United States has interfered with elections forever. We've done this all over the world. All that needs to stop, and sovereigns need to be recognized that you come out of the will of the people within your boundaries. This is right, and we need to quit interfering. Everyone does. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life.
Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thinking about all this stuff, you know, that's going on in the world, you know, you start to get a little bit uptight, stressed out, and I got to urge everyone, don't do that. That's where the brain shuts down and we're no longer capable of gaining the full benefit of what we're intellectually capable of. And this is a part of the plan that works against us. When you're functioning with anxiety, when you're functioning with fear, what happens is you fall into a flight or fight response. It's the easiest and the first, call it the first step in the propaganda of formation. Because if you get somebody really anxious and fearful, they're really easy to put, because the higher intellect doesn't work. The left and right brain quit communicating, the creative intellectual to each other. It falls back to the lower brain, the reptilian brain, the one that can be pushed around easily and manipulated easily. This is the simplest form of mind control, of controlling a person's behavior. And then the deal is, program, message, narratives. Think about the words that are even used. You watch the television program. You look at Netflix's programming. You look at the programming. And then you gain the program by repetition over and over. Values repeated, ideas repeated, concepts repeated. Most people narrow their focus smaller and smaller, tighter and tighter to their own beliefs and no longer get a broader perspective. And so much of the public education system has a one frame of belief controlled by those that control textbook, writing and publication, editing, formation of school board policies, all of it. These things are done in a way that pushes the narrative. What these think tanks are about, these nonprofits now controlling billions and billions and billions of dollars. You know, every presidential administration has billions still because you've got their libraries, their nonprofits. That continue their narrative of public policy pushing, only now, because they're not government agencies and they're not doing it in the same way, they can take foreign money for all those nonprofits. And they do. It's kind of like the payoff after the fact. So they don't get paid off while they're delivering as president or legislators. They get paid after. When opportunity knocks on their door in their retirement years and their golden years. And really what should happen here is we got to reassess all this. You see, it should be more transparent. It should be more available to know who influences who after and before. And should they be allowed? These are things that belong in the public debate and ought to be considered. And they're not, because it's not in the interest of those in power to consider them. Now, a lot of mediocre people find themselves in government. Why? Because they're easy to manipulate. They got a good voice. They got a reasonable intellect. They'll do what they're told. They'll do what they're told. They'll do what they're told. You know, not to overemphasize the point. That is the point. They will do what they're told. And there's too many of them in government right now, in every country in the world right now. And so, hold on to whatever electoral process you might have, and then try and make sure it stays paper and manual. And I know people want to talk to me about blockchain all the time. I don't care about any electronic system. I know about paper, okay? I know about counting a ballot that has ink on it, all right? I know about overseeing that, being able to watch that. Okay, so these are important aspects of certain processes that should never be automated. Maintain control of your individual republics or democracies or whatever mechanism you might have for participating in your government, wherever you are in the world listening to this broadcast. And when I speak about sovereignty, I speak about self-governance, the right to self-determination, I think is fundamental to what government is. I've always believed that. Within this country, we've created a method where we can be self-determining as individuals within a broader community of local government, state, and federal government. Other places form different governments. They form parliamentarian governments, which don't have constitutions in the same formation that we do necessarily. Maybe they do. But you're free to do that within the boundaries of every country. Create whatever governance you like. Do you want a theocracy run by religious leaders? Go ahead, have that if that's what you want. Do you want a democracy? If you want a pure democracy, go have that if that's what you want. If you want a republic like ours, you can have that too. Whatever you want, I think, is fair enough. And if you're tired of it, you can change it wherever you are in the world. That's fundamental human right. I believe that. I think within our republic, we have still a constitutional government that doesn't require the violence we're seeing in our streets. And that needs to end because we have a rule of law that is fundamental and a constitution that is fundamental. And yes, a constitution that can also change. Because that's what it's designed to do. So women got suffrage. Slaves were freed. Things got changed. That's the evolution, the progression of thinking created human beings. We've been doing it for a very long time. And we're going to continue to do it, I hope, into the future. But the platform of values, whether you read ancient Greek literature translated into English, or other works of ancient cultures. The values kind of come true in a lot of this. Multi-generational values are what matter. against a platform of facts and information that needs to be discerned by looking not just at the view you believe in, but looking at your opposition view so you have a greater understanding, so you can engage a better conversation. This is what education was supposed to be about, right? Get all of the information. This is what the media was supposed to be about. Get all of the information. Have an informed public, a free press. That's why a free press was so important. Why it was in the number one cluster. Free press, free speech, free assembly. The fundamentals of what it is to be an individual sovereign within a greater sovereign, a community. But to be that individual sovereign, that voice that you get to be on an equal platform with the most powerful, the richest, most powerful players on the planet, that's you, have that equal voice if you choose it. And your voice should not be silenced when you are engaging in a dialogue with the public. And this is what's happened to InfoWars. I hope at some point we see this on the Supreme Court, because that's why we have three branches of governance, because when the executive fails and the legislative fails, we have a court system that, given the opportunity to hear the case, can put us back on track. And this happens periodically, and sometimes we get really uptight about it. But it does work, as sloppy and ugly as it can be sometimes. And we have opportunities to revisit issues over time. And it moves a little slow sometimes, because that's the way the Republic has made it for over 200 years. And how it'll make it for the next 200 years. By taking a steady course, one that requires a thinking public, not a brainwashed, manipulated public being pushed around at times of fear. So much legislation is being shoved down our throats it doesn't need to be passed to address the present situation. And that's in every community across the nation. Cities, counties, boroughs, states, and the nation. Our liberties are being hijacked on a wholesale basis under the guise of our own safety and security in an illusion of fear that pushes it even further, because the power of taking all that fear and all that anxiety and tunneling it, pushing it into a narrative, a script, actually creates that reality profoundly. That's the mystery in it. And it's also the history of it, and it's the occult science buried in it that you're not seeing, because that's how it's played out. You take those negative emotions, which are powerful. Think about when you're enraged. If you could take all that energy from a million enraged souls and pump it into a direction, things change. So, having said all that, think about who we are as created images in the likeness an image of God. Think about what that means as we look at every living soul we see this weekend, going into the weekend. And recognize when we look in their eyes, we see just a bit of ourselves, just a bit of our own creation. And in that, have the respect. Be the light. Be the voice. But be a voice that's calm. Be a voice that's compassionate. And let us take on the anger from time to time, because I know it's kind of like the outlet of InfoWars often, is to take that anger and get it moved into something productive. And that's what we do. At the end of the day, it's about changing the way we see the world. This is the InfoWars, and you're the tip of the spear.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.